spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Did that work?
Yeah. Perfect. That's how we... That and, oh.
Leave that in. That's how we start every episode now.
Yep, we just scream.
Ah, it's so sunny. It's so
I know.
Sunny and beautiful.
We both have lights coming from behind us into each other's face, which we look like angels.
Yeah, the only time ever, that'll ever happen.
It's actually nice because we both... look like we slept a solid 3 hours last night. Yeah. So it's...
Wait, I did. I did. I also... This hotel is like over 100 years old. It's very cute. We're at the Hotel Arcata. It's super, super cute. Very thin walls. I walked down to get coffee. You can hear what... Like, this is not a hotel you could ever possibly fuck in.
No.
Like, you... I could hear full conversations from like rooms down the hall. As I was walking downstairs.
That's not ideal.
So what I'm saying is you're welcome, fellow hotel guests, for whatever bullshit we're going to say in the next 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, they're going to just hear a one-sided, hi, Preston.
Ooh, he's got his shirt off. You're welcome, Wendy.
I know. That was fun for me.
That was a gift for you. Bye, babe. He's going to take a soak. He's real excited. Clawfoot tub, very fancy.
Ooh.
He took a big hot beef in there, and now he's just going to stew in his own filth.
That's like aromatherapy. You know how, like, your urine is...
Is it, though? He had, like, 3 dozen clams for dinner last night, so I'm not sure.
Gross.
Yeah.
He's like, did someone take a shit in here, or is that just an ocean breeze coming through?
Yeah, it does smell like Arcata Bay or whatever the fuck this bullshit town's bay is called. It's not. It's really pretty. But, oh, man. Whew, yesterday. Oh, do I have stuff to tell you? So what? We're officially on a road trip.
Yeah, you guys are officially. So how far away are you? What's happened?
We're up in Arcata. So we're like 100 miles from the Oregon border.
Okay.
We're very far away.
Yeah.
From... all our friends and we would be closer time wise as far as to get home if we were in New York City.
Oh my god!
It would take less time to get to JFK, wait for a flight, fly here.
It would take less time
deal with traffic at LAX than it would to drive back home.
It would take less time to get a job, find an apartment in New York, save up enough money to buy a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we left Friday, and today's Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah? I am jobless and homeless. I have no fucking concept of time.
Isn't it great?
It's crazy. It is fucking, you know what's really great is spending money and just going, well, no more coming in. That's just gone forever. That's really fun. That's been a real blast for me.
Isn't it nice when, especially like in any type of, say with a personal trainer and then even with sugar daddy stuff, that anxiety, it's like a freelance anxiety where you're like, with a regular job, you go like, oh, this sucks. But then when you run your own business, it's like you're constantly anxious. It's not just anxiety about getting up and going to your job. You're like, yeah. Oh, I have to recoup
the thing
this.
Is right now, it's not even like, if it would be one thing if like we were in St. Louis, like starting work on the business where it's like, we know we're not going to make money for a long time, whatever. And we're going to spend money. But like, at least we're like working towards something. We are just on fucking vacation. With no source of income, essentially. And it's bananas to me. Like, I'm just, like, putting down credit cards for hotel rooms. Like, what? Huh? Buying food at grocery stores? Like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I hope it goes through.
It'll work itself out. It's crazy.
Can you imagine?
I just stopped checking my bank account.
You have to.
Because, I mean, I know I have enough money. And it's not like I'm going to go in the negative on this trip. And we're really, like, we're not paying for any of these hotels. Fuck you, stolen credit cards. No. I have a shit ton of points So all the hotels are covered.
Nice.
Like, I'm just using my points to pay for them. So it's fine. And like, we have enough money for food and stuff and tchotchkes.
Right.
Oh, a lot of Bigfoot tchotchkes. Ooh, a lot of Bigfoot tchotchkes.
I love, you're like, nobody stop giving us fucking presents and paintings that your dumb kids made. We
need room for all the Bigfoot stuff we're going to buy.
Yeah. Look, this tub, whatever we don't fill with shit, we're filling the rest with tchotchkes. We have four basin tubs. How many times
did we buy a $10 map of previous Bigfoot sightings? Yes. And did the man at the weird store off the side of the one say happy hunting when we bought it? Yes, he did.
And now see, now that's one of those commercials. You should do a MasterCard commercial. Like Oh, the phone just dropped. Like Bigfoot map, $10. A toothless man saying happy hunting. Terrifying.
Priceless. Not worth it. There. I'm going to close this window. Hold on. Talk about some bullshit or something for a second.
All right. Beautiful. Ooh, cute. Is that like a onesie? What is that? What are
now
you wearing?
Now you can see me.
What are you wearing? Is that like a gray onesie?
Oh, my long underwear?
It's
Isn't it cute?
Very cute.
It's so warm. I got two sets of long underwear.
Yeah, it's cute.
And this one's real cozy because it was fucking freezing in this hotel last night because it's over 100 years old and I don't think they've done anything to it since.
Is there a heater or no?
There. You mean the plug-in space heater? Yes.
Yep.
Well, because there's like a boiler situation. It's really pretty. It's like a pretty old iron heater thing in the wall. But the guy last night, because it was fucking cold, and I was like, there's like a little space heater in the closet. Do we just plug that in? And he's like, yeah, I don't think it's going to get cold enough for the boiler to kick on. It was like 39 degrees.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're in a different place.
Yep. And the boilers, those are fun where you're like, oh, this is quaint. And then I remember I never had a boiler until I moved to New York, because obviously in California we don't need them. But I remember, and it was in my room. Do you remember this? In the apartment in Astoria? And it would turn on. And the first time it came on, I thought someone was breaking into my apartment, because it's just this like clang, 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 clang.
Yeah.
All night. So it's like either be cold or be afraid.
Yeah. We were both last night. You're both cold and afraid.
Why were you? Is the hotel haunted?
Ugh, I wish. What a dream that would be. Okay, so I haven't been up here in like 10 years.
Yeah.
And I've really romanticized, I think, Arcata. Here's the thing. It's super gorgeous up here. Everyone knows that. It's all the redwood trees. I just kept taking pictures of trees like a fucking weirdo who's never seen a tree before. But it's gorgeous. It's great.
Right. But also, that's how you're going to find your Bigfoot. I was taking pictures of trees along the maps trail.
Oh, if you don't think that I like took multiple videos of just like trees, I wasn't at the time thinking I'm going to catch me a Bigfoot, but just like taking like, oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Out of the car window and then being like, oh, man, what if like we go back and watch this?
Yep. Just like,
and there's a Bigfoot.
I wasn't trying to catch a Bigfoot, but I wasn't not trying to catch a Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I do that with like ghosts.
Hey man, whatever happens, happens, you know.
Look, I'm just open to the universe and different. I do that when I like driving.
We did pass a lot of crystal stores.
Yeah. Well, and you can find like Bigfoots, but also ghosts. Every time I'm driving down like a scary, like in Connecticut, like I never was around all those scary places.
Oh, there's so many ghosts in Connecticut.
It's like dark. And I look in the woods and I'm like, please let there be a girl in a white dress. Please let there be a girl in a white dress. I just, and the same.
What if there was a girl, but not in a white dress?
Well.
Like in like a paisley dress. Would you be so pissed?
Yeah. Be like, what is this, a pioneer ghost? I want the one girl that got killed at prom or whatever that fucking story is. That one story of the girl.
No other ghost will do.
Right. The girl, and then we take her home and then we go, we found your daughter. And he's like, she died at prom. Coffee a little warm?
I'm real jacked up. I'm spilling coffee everywhere. All this, so much free hotel coffee. If you don't think I'm stealing tea bags either, these hotel continental breakfasts, you're stupid.
You should. Tea bags, snacks. What kind of breakfast do they have?
Crap. I've just been taking fruit.
Yeah. Hard-boiled eggs.
They have like Yoplait. Yeah, I did. That's what I did. Well, we stayed in Motel 6 last night, and they don't care about you. So there's nothing to steal.
Oh, they don't do a breakfast at Motel 6?
It's just gummy bears. It's a bowl of gummy bears. They're like, and they're those vodka-soaked ones. So they're just all stuffed together.
At Motel 6, you're like, did you get a breakfast? No, the bonus is if you don't get murdered. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We guarantee with a 78% success rate, you won't be murdered.
This is great. You'll love this. Okay, I'll get back to how creepy yesterday was. This is, by the way, the next two episodes are just going to be me telling how all the different ways we almost got murdered.
Perfect.
The previous week. So when we stayed, so first night we stayed in Morro Bay, which is the best. I love Morro Bay. Everyone go there. It's super close to LA too. It's only like 3.5 hours. But then we stayed in Petaluma Saturday night at that Motel 6. So I didn't notice. We got there. We were really tired and just kind of went to bed. Didn't do anything. Okay. Also, there's fuck all to do in Petaluma. There's a Kohl's. There's nothing. Petaluma sucks.
So I got a bunch of sleeveless tanks.
So I have I have so many tanks.
Right, they're all salmon.
Have Bigfoot on them. It's weird. I don't know why I wasted the money. So I wake up in the morning to take a shower. It's like 6:30, and I go in the bathroom and turn the light on. There is smeared blood on the door frame.
What?
Like blood. Like it's definitely blood.
Holy!
I know what blood looks like.
Shit.
Hey, this ain't my first rodeo. I know what smeared blood on a door frame looks like.
Yeah. Holy shit. That sounds like you're in it. You're like, are we in a Motel 6 or an escape room? Is this an escape room? Do we have to look for clues?
We thought it was a Motel 6. We slept the whole night and then woke up and then we're trapped, but we still have to check out by 11.
Right.
So we have to. You have, and if we don't, we're charged for another day. We have to solve the case by 11. Yeah, so I was really glad I noticed that after I slept and not like right before going to bed.
Not as you were drifting off to sleep.
That was a gift to myself. Yeah, not like, I'm glad I didn't wake up to go pee at like midnight and just really lock focus on that.
You're like, just pretend it's shit. Just pretend it's shit, Megan. Tell yourself it's smeared shit.
Ugh.
A Bigfoot wiped his ass on the wall.
And it's that's the ultimate escape room. Right. This trip is our Bigfoot escape room. Bigfoot is preceding us at all of these places and leaving us clues.
Yep. And that's how you're going to find him. Be like,
yeah. We did. Preston bought a fucking, Jesus Christ. Preston bought a Bigfoot air freshener.
Okay.
I know. Which it was like $5 too. I was like, it's going to smell like shit. Not like Bigfoot. Which the guy, when we bought, everyone's insane up here. That's once you get north of Santa Cruz, unless you're in like San Francisco, everybody's insane. Everybody's either a hippie or a criminal just running from shit or absolutely batshit crazy.
Or trying to sell you Bigfoot air fresheners. What is it?
Buying Bigfoot air freshener.
What is it? Does it smell like? It's just like forest pet dander?
No. The guy goes, because Preston's like, oh, babe, gotta get this. Like, duh. And I was like, babe, it's going to smell like shit. And the guy's like, oh, don't worry. It doesn't really smell like Bigfoot. And I was like, yeah. Also, I would prefer that to like gross car air freshener. I hate that smell. It makes me nauseous. It's like being stuck in the car with someone with perfume.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I'd rather have
it smell good. Car air fresheners don't smell good. I would rather have Bigfoot, in the car with me.
Right.
As my best friend.
Like Harry and the Hendersons. Oh, God.
What a move. This is the Harry and the Henderson podcast.
Yeah. What a classic film. I'd rather have my face.
What a classic film. He just called Harry and the Hendersons a film.
Well,
who's in that? Is it John Lithgow?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's John Lithgow.
Yeah. Somebody, yeah.
I always get him and John Larroquette mixed up.
I know. You know what I was going to say?
Even though they are, it's like, what's his name? Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton. They look nothing alike. Their acting is not even the same, but their names are kind of similar. They have the same first name and the same last initial. So it's like, oh, you're interchangeable now in my brain.
You gotta be the same person. And can I tell you, my first thought with Harry and the Hendersons, I was like, yeah, the guy from Night Court was in it.
Yeah, they're the actor equivalent of my third eye blind Matchbox 20 confusion, which that makes no sense.
No. Third Eye Blind, I used to really like. I used to really like Third Eye Blind. Me too.
Never liked Matchbox 20, but nope. For some reason, they've always been like, I think they were, because they were popular at the same time, and both just like schlubby white dudes fronted them. So it's like, same band.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. But then that one song, Semi-Charm Kind of Life, that beautiful love song about being hopped up on meth. Yeah. Aw. That's the one that's
me and my high school boyfriend song.
I remember hearing that, and it was like the place where I fell asleep inside you, and I was like, oh, that's about a dick. And a girl.
How old were you? I was 33.
Yeah. It was last night. That's why I couldn't sleep. I was up.
Just, oh my God, this is crazy.
This, hold on. So, wait a minute. People don't immediately leave after they have sex?
So I've got you, because again, cup of pens is in a box. Foolishly, I did not keep it out. So you're sitting in a overturned old school lamp. It's like awesome. An old timey desk lamp that I have turned over. We'll probably owe a lot of money for.
Perfect. Ruining.
So you keep sliding all around.
So the Bigfoot air freshener, what does it smell like?
I was like, how did we get here? I haven't slept in days. So it's just like last week. It just smells gross. But so Preston spends the fucking $5 and he puts it up immediately. It sure enough smells like pina colada bullshit. It's disgusting.
What?
And then he's just, his solution is he just rolled down the windows. He's like, we'll just air it out. He's like, babe, we've got to put this in a box for 3 years.
Right.
To get the smell. But then he's like, ugh. He tried to throw it away. Like, he took it off to throw it away. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, it smells gross. I was like, yeah, but you spent $5 on it.
Right.
So we keep this forever.
Right. He tried to throw it away, and it showed back up in your hotel room tonight.
Ooh! Okay, so we got here yesterday to Arcata. Yesterday was really pretty, just driving. We took like 8 hours to do a 4-hour drive. It was awesome. So we get into town, walk around. It's super cute. Fucking dumb hippies playing with hula hoops and shit in the middle of town square in like a drum circle. And then also insane like meth heads rolling around. So we go to a bar to get a beer. There's like 4 bars in the middle of the town square, right, all right next to each other. That's it. So we go to one bar, get a drink. It's fine. That was obviously like the least crazy bar. Then we walk around again and we're like, let's get one more drink and then go to dinner. It's like 6:30. It's very early.
Yeah.
We go to the other bar to get a drink, sit down. Before we get our beers, a very drunk woman comes in, very drunk and insane. Could not understand her. Demands to give me and Preston massages, which I will never turn down a free massage. It's just who I am. It's ingrained in my body.
Right.
I can't.
Plus,
if someone offers me a massage, no matter how, I've put myself in some very dangerous, more dangerous than an insane woman rubbing my back in a busy bar.
Right.
So I was like, yeah.
Plus, you spent fine. Your massage budget, you spent on Bigfoot paraphernalia.
On Bigfoot air fresheners. Right. Exactly.
That's why she was attracted to you guys. You guys smelled like a dirty bear and pina coladas. So this drunk woman walked in and she's like, I smell a tropical beverage and I found me a Bigfoot. These people are on the trail. So she just,
I'm drunk and horny. So insane woman gave us massages. And then we go outside and we're talking to this like traveling hippie guy, and then out of nowhere, 2 dudes just get in a fight. This one dude just clocks a guy in the face, knocks him to the ground, knocks out a couple of teeth. He's like bleeding profusely from his mouth, and then they're just yelling at each other. And at this point, like the bars have cleared out because everyone's just on the sidewalk watching this.
Okay.
And then so the dude who's bleeding spits on the other guy, says, I hope you get AIDS, which I think means he has AIDS.
Yeah, or maybe
he just
Just in general. Maybe he, that's his way of, he's hoping that he also has AIDS.
Yeah, he's like, I hope I have AIDS, and then my bloody spit gives you it.
Right. That's just kind
it'll
of
all
a,
be worth it.
That's kind of a good diss just in general. I hope you get AIDS.
Yeah, that is a good diss. We should start doing it.
That's a nice way to end any argument or conversation.
Yeah. When you're fighting with your partner, right, you know, over breakfast, just before you go to work, just turn around, say, I hope you get AIDS.
Yeah. Bye. I hope you get AIDS.
Love you.
Oh, you took the last piece of pizza? I hope you get AIDS.
I mean, that's a good situation in which you'd hope someone would get AIDS.
Yeah. So he wishes AIDS on that. Him, like a so weird meth gypsy, like a witch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wished AIDS on this other dude. Then Preston looked at me and was like, dinner? So then we went and got dinner.
Where'd you have dinner?
And then we were, this place. It was really good. Preston ate 300 clams. I had really yummy cioppino. It was really good.
Yummy.
And then it was like 7:30. And we were going to go get a drink before we went to bed. And then we were like, nah.
Yeah.
So we just came to bed.
Let's cut our losses. Like,
we think we've seen it all.
Yeah. Let's cut our losses. Let's get our Bigfoot stuff and climb in bed with it. No, I just don't want anyone to spit like bloody AIDS on me. Like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm hoping no one like smashed our windows to our car.
Cool. Have you looked outside yet? Why would someone smash windows to your car?
I'm scared. I don't know.
Just because
steal my Norm's painting.
Yeah. Is it visible in the car? Oh, because
it's covered in coats.
Okay. Oh yeah, because meth people will break into your car. Not all.
Hey, we're not saying everyone that smokes meth will break into your car.
Right. I'm not saying
we
every
would
drug.
Never.
Right. No. Yeah, I don't want to talk shit to drug addicts. Not every drug addict is going to break in and steal your shit. But.
Just most.
From my experience, I can say this because my brother, but it was heroin, which is interesting because heroin makes you sleepy. But you still.
Yeah, it makes you sleepy, but then you're like,
right.
I want to be sleepy again.
I know.
Like, you don't have any money to be sleepy.
Ah. I wish I was rich enough to be tired. where there's a withdrawal, there's a way. You can make it happen.
That's a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
A bumper sticker. More Jammers merch we'll never make. We have a long list of merch that we're like, we're going to get it to you guys. But then we get sleepy. So
I know.
Just don't do it.
I know. Then we got to hawk this like fucking off-brand Bigfoot merch to make money to get sleepy again.
Yeah, because I've got so many. I have so many Bigfoot air fresheners.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, I got up super early this morning to get all my laundry done and work out because I'm going to Atlantic City tonight.
Where are you going?
Atlantic City. Yeah. So I, you know, the thing where we've talked this before, where like you wake up really early and you're especially like not drinking. I'm like, I can do anything. So I fell asleep around 2 o'clock in the morning and I popped up at 6 a.m. and I was like, let's do it. Let's take charge of the day. And so now I'm on my come down ready for nap time.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's this whole trip. Because I think I'll start sleeping better, but I haven't been sleeping great because we just left and like the anxiety. I finally stopped crying. Yesterday.
Oh, good.
Took 2 days to stop crying.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a big step forward. No longer just sobbing, crying constantly.
Yeah.
Are
you more sad about leaving your friends and family or the beach? Be honest.
This is an off-mic conversation. It's a combination.
Yeah.
I'm all my friends and family at the beach.
Perfect answer.
Thank you very much.
Ding, ding, ding.
but I haven't sleep. But we haven't been drinking either. Like last night was the first, and I had two beers.
Yeah.
So we like haven't. That's not. That's cute. What a
nothing.
Cute amount of alcohol. So I haven't been hungover at all, or like even. So we haven't been sleeping, but we're still up at like 6, 7 in the morning. I'm like, let's do stuff.
Yeah.
And then I have two tiny cups of coffee, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, just, like, vibrating.
Yeah, I had two cups of coffee yesterday at, like, 4 o'clock. when we got here because I was so tired, and then had to drink to level myself out. I was at the bar and I was like, oh, fuck. This is not good.
That's so funny that caffeine, well, I guess you don't drink caffeine that much, so it doesn't, I mean.
No.
That's the other reason last night I was like, I stayed up really late and I was like, I'm like, I think I was just like excited. Okay, so.
Oh, Jesus.
No, so this guy, what if I'm like, but I did a bunch of coke and I, but it was probably just more that I'm excited about this boy.
Yeah, but I didn't drink, so that's why I feel so great.
Right. People are so, I love people just like, just experimenting with like different drugs, and I've done this and will do it again. But to, when you justify, people just like do tons of drugs and like, yeah, I woke up, I felt great. I think it's the alcohol. I think I could still do Molly and coke, and like it's probably fine. It's yeah. The alcohol is poison, and then they switch. Yeah. It's like actually, it's all poison.
Yeah, well, it's like, oh, I just have such a terrible hangover because I smoked cigarettes yesterday. It's like, it's like, and you drank half a bottle of vodka,
right?
So maybe it was like a. I think one led to the other.
You know what?
You smoked a pack of cigarettes because you couldn't stop drinking vodka.
Right.
So it's probably both things.
I have a hangover. I feel shaky. It's probably all the sugar I had because I never really drink soda. And I was doing... It was probably the Coca-Cola I had in my 17 Jacks.
You know what it probably was? It was probably my halal chicken and rice. It was just all the sodium.
I love it. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm just like, I don't know what it is. It's cold. It's I'm allergic to my cat. That was my favorite. I'm allergic to my cat. I can't breathe. And then it's like, it's so weird. When I stopped doing drugs, I never sneezed.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so allergic. My nose is stuffed with cocaine all the time. I have to be allergic to this cat. Yeah. I can't figure out what else it could be. How is all this cocaine getting in my nose?
It's not the cocaine. I'll tell you that. Don't take this from me. Don't take this from me. But last night,
get the fuck out of my house.
You leave me alone. So this dude that I'm like, it's such a weird. So I found someone that's equally, if not more, like fucked up than I am mentally and emotionally. And it's great, but he's also is hot and has a good dick. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Tyler on Friday, I had dinner with our son, Tyler.
Tyler, our son, not our lawyer.
And he was babysitting a dog, and he was like, you look great. He's like, you're like strutting. And I'm like, I am hanging out with a cool boy, and I feel so fucking lame. But it's exciting, but oh my God. Okay. He doesn't listen to the podcast. So
no one listens to the podcast.
I know. So I found out that he's like really fucked up, and like, but it's great. And so we have these deep conversations and very loud, but he also is like, believes in the Alex Jones like portal thing. Like we were watching Alex Jones on Joe Rogan together. So we're watching.
We haven't yet. Because it's like 8 fucking hours. So yeah. Like, that'll be like when we're driving to Boise and want to kill ourselves.
So now here's something. So, I mean, I'm mentally unstable. But I think in like a manageable way. And this guy.
In a fun way.
Right. In like a fun
I'm
way.
I'm mentally unstable in a fun way.
Yeah. This dude, so we're watching this, and he's, like, super hot, and he's a really good fuck. Oh, we're both so weird. This is the times that we've had sex twice. We've hung out 5 times. We've had sex twice. Both times, we'll be, like, hanging out, and then it just stops, and he looks over, and the first time he's like, so do you want to, like, make out? And I'm like, yep. And then we just awkwardly walk over to the bed. And we're both, like, really big whores and have fucked a lot of people, but we both are like, I'm not used to fucking people that I also talk to. And then the second time.
I remember when I started doing that. I was like, oh, I like you. Ugh.
It's gross.
I'm not embarrassed to like take you around my friends. This is weird.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's why I texted you pictures. I was like, stop doing that, because then once I'm like, oh, I do like him as a person, so I don't want to objectify him. So I'm going to stop like just texting his picture to people and be like, look at who I'm fucking.
Yeah, but it doesn't count because it's me.
Yeah. And then the next.
We will objectify. All I do is objectify Preston, and I love him very much.
It's my favorite thing that you do with him. Of all the activities that
just
you do with
him.
Talk
about how hot his dick is. He's got a big, beefy hog. Babe?
He's so.
He's
like,
going to ignore me.
We know you heard. He's just drowning himself in the bathroom.
He's
you're
dead.
You're going to walk in. He's just floating, just dead. And it wasn't even on purpose. He just choked. He suffocated on his own shit air.
No, I just think the weight of his big, beefy hog.
Pulled him under.
Pulled him under the tub water. That's if he's in there dead, that's how I'm going to tell people he died.
Yeah. This dude, though, it's like, it's fun. And then the second time we fucked, we were like hanging out. And then it was, he was like, he just kind of turned the TV off and he goes, do you want to get naked and get on the bed? And I'm like, okay. And it's very weird. And afterwards, and it's really fun. And then we like switch personalities because we're both like, can't. We both like switch into like, and now we're fucking. But normally we just hang out and he's like, I'm just like really sad and fucked up about like, so he just went through a breakup and he's talked about this on like a podcast and like on radio. So he wouldn't mind me saying this. He, how fucked up is this? Because where I was like, oh, we should watch true crime. And he's like, no, I get PTSD. I can't watch any of that stuff. And I was like, we should do an escape room. And he's like, I can't. That stuff freaks me out. This is the first time we hung out. He came to a show and afterwards he's like, let's go to dinner. And I was like, okay, great.
He's like, my girlfriend was murdered on an episode of Dateline.
Megan, you're pretty fucking
Stop
close.
It.
Nope. You listen. Okay, now. Okay. Now, oh I God. Like him.
Oh my God.
And
I'm shaking. And not just because I had so much coffee.
So.
But also that.
Now, you and I love true crime.
I have my hands up right now.
I know.
Like,
we love true crime. And we are also detectives and forensic specialists. Check this out. So. Duh. He's hot. We've hung out. Like, he comes to the show. It's the first time we're having dinner. And I can't believe I didn't tell you this. So this is
Oh,
crazy.
My God. Hurry up. I'm going to fucking kill you.
So we're at dinner. And I'm like, we're just talking about different things. He's like, oh, yeah, that kind of stuff gives me PTSD. And he's super fucking neurotic. And his public persona, he's, like, very cool. And so he's very, like, neurotic. And so I'm like, I go, that's weird. He goes, yeah, even, like, Titanic I can't even watch. And I'm like, that's weird. And I go, I wonder why that stuff... Yeah, he's like, I get panic attacks. And I'm like, I wonder why that is. And then I made a joke and I go, cut to you telling me you watched your whole family get murdered in front of you. And we laughed. And then 20 minutes
and then
later,
goes, ah!
20 minutes later, he goes, he's like, yeah, I'm just really fucked up. I just got through this breakup. We were together for a year. I just broke up with this chick. And it's like, he's like, and I'm bipolar. And I was just really flipping out. He goes, it's the first chick I dated since my ex-girlfriend died. And he goes, this chick, I was like in love with her. We were going to get married, like, and she, and I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry that you, and so now I'm like, oh, that's why he's got this PTSD. And I'm like, I'm so sorry that your girlfriend died. What? And I'm like, what happened? I go, you don't have to tell me. And he goes, no, it's fine. I've talked about it like publicly. And I'm like, what happened? He goes, we were out. We went for a hike. We went on vacation. I know.
I should get Preston in here.
We went for a hike.
The other earbud.
Yeah. He goes, we went for a hike and I like picked this trail and we went for this hike. And then at some place in the hike, there's unstable ground and it crumbled beneath her and she was dangling off the cliff. And I tried to save her and I was holding onto her and I couldn't lift her back up. And I watched her fall to her death.
Fuck off my dick right now.
Yeah. And I was like, holy fuck.
Okay, but hold on. I mean, that's very sad and terrible.
But
did he do it?
I mean, no.
He was like for sure investigated. If it was just the two of them.
I know.
Unstable ground.
I know. Now, he's very hot, so I didn't want to press the issue.
I mean, I'm sure he didn't do it.
Wink. Yeah.
But I mean, I want it because like he for sure was investigated.
For sure.
Like, if it was just the two of them, there's no way.
For
you, a couple goes hiking and then it's like sauntering back into town alone.
I know.
Like, this is like classic murder.
I know. And he was like, and I'm like, I go, holy shit. I go, well, that's why you, and I said to him, I go, that's why you don't like watching true crime and things like Titanic, because that's literally like what you saw happen. I'm like, that's why you don't like any of that stuff. He's like, yeah. I goes, oh, yeah, maybe I never thought about it. I'm like, are you fucking serious? You never put that together?
He did it. If he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't realize that. He did it.
I mean, dude. And then I was scared.
Oh, my God. You're
and horny.
Gonna be next. And this is how I get on an episode of Dateline.
I know.
And take one for the team here.
I will.
Get,
dude.
Go on. If here's the thing. I'm sure we're joking. In case he listens.
He didn't do it and he's
totally
great.
Totally kidding. He didn't do it and he's great. But I will say this. You can never go on a hike with him. I'm just saying.
Oh, I know. I will never do physical activity. No, with him. Besides.
Like, unless it's like a large group. Besides
right.
fucking.
Right. Besides fucking. in a large group. We can only fuck in large groups of people.
I just like, if Preston had a girlfriend that died on a cross-country road trip, I'd be like, let's fly to see.
Yeah.
We're not driving.
Isn't that, I mean, and like, and he's friends with
That's
mutual friends of ours.
That's terrible, and I could not imagine.
I know. So, like, but dude, it's kind of like, I mean, I was like, I didn't want to ask, like, how is that possible? Like, how is that possible? But I didn't act, but I was just, I mean,
it's possible. I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happens all the time that people go out in pairs and one of them dies very mysteriously.
Right. And I mean, but it's like, and so I'm like that, so that kind of like emotional trauma, and I'm like, just like, Jesus Christ. I know. I'm like, how do I compete with that? Here I am, just some dumb alive bitch.
It's true.
But then he's like, but yeah, so, but it was a very, so it's been like, it's not part of the reason why I like hanging out with him that he might be a murderer.
But it's also part of the reason you like hanging out with him.
Right, but it's not oh, not part of the
coffee
reason.
Coffee burped right into the mic.
Oh, my, but yeah, so that's like, I'm like, dun, 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 dun. But
this is very, we're both leading very exciting lives right now.
I know, but other than that, like, you know, and not, and, but, you know, like, benefit of the doubt, but he's going through, like, a breakup now. He had just empty, like, hoary sex for the last 3.5 years. Like, it's very interesting to meet someone and then just go in right away. And, like, so we click. And, like, I saw him last night before my show and we didn't fuck. And so that was cool. We just, like, but, yeah, it's strange to be, like, so I'm trying to, like, be cool about it. But also, and then I found out, I showed a picture of him. But it is kind of cool to be, like, even if we're just friends, I had to have, like, the sense of dumb, but have, like, a cool, hot friend.
That's not fun. What? There's no fun in having, just, like, oh, look at my cool, hot friend. I don't get to fuck.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm glad that we're fucking.
Cool, hot friends are worthless unless,
yeah,
unless you're inside of them or they're inside of you.
Well, and that's why I'm glad that we fucked and we bridged that gap. So I'm really happy that we did that because it's, like.
Because now I'm cool by proxy.
Yeah. And, like.
I'm cool adjacent.
I'm alt cool. But yeah, it's like, it's pretty. And he's like, fuck, super tatted up. And like when he fucks and he gets like real aggressive. And I'm like, oh, I could see it. I could see it. Push someone off a fucking cliff.
Oh.
He probably
That's
didn't do it.
That's what's doing it for you.
He
oh
probably
my God.
Didn't do it.
Babe, Wendy's fucking a murderer.
And he's got a lot of guilt about like his most recent girlfriend. He's like, he's not going to listen to this, but he's got a lot of guilt about like his last break, his most recent breakup. He's like, because I'm bipolar.
Because he didn't murder her?
Yeah. He's like, I just.
He has a lot of guilt about yeah. just not murdering
Oh, her. You know, the one that got away.
Ah! Quite literally.
But he's like, he goes, yeah, I'm like, he goes, I would just like start fights and start screaming at her. And I would just have this like bipolar flipped and I would just freak out. And he's like, I was such an asshole to her. And. It's really interesting because he's like, yeah, I want to like write her letters and like, but she blocked me on social media. And so I had this conversation with him where as we're talking, I was like, because he's hot and he's really cool to hang out with. But then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm hanging out with like a potential, like a stalker. And so I had to like, I found myself being like, oh, I'm in a room with a crazy person, which I'm sure many people have felt with me.
I was going to say he was thinking the exact same thing.
I know. We're both
you're both of your internal thoughts are just like, okay, step back a second, this fucking person is crazy. Like you're both having the exact same thoughts.
Yep.
And so, and this is these are your vows
right
to each other.
It's so, I mean, I don't know. I'm like, I that's I'm like, you know, we're just trying to be like, but we're both full psychotic where we're like, we can only have sex with people that we kind of like don't know their full names. And like, so we both have this weird like disassociation with sex. And it's like, so it's pretty, it's fun, but it's like very weird. And when I texted after I fucked him, I texted Tyler and I texted you because I think I want the whole family to know who I fuck.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Moms like to share with their sons everything.
I'm like, this is your new stepdad. And and Tyler's immediate response was, congratulations, get tested. And I was like, I know 1,000,000% that if he told anyone he was fucking me, he got the same response immediately. So we both probably have people being like, you're fucking a crazy whore.
Get tested now.
Yeah, get tested immediately. But yeah, so it's pretty exciting. He doesn't.
We're both doing big things.
I know.
I'm on a cross-country road trip. You're fucking a murderer. We're just living our lives.
I'm on a mission to get killed. And I got to spend the night in Atlantic fucking City tonight. I got to go home after some packing overnight bag because my ride. Oh, my God. Because I
you
thought.
You share a room?
No, thank God.
Oh, then fuck it. That's fucking great.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather come
home.
That's
fun. You get a free night.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather come home. If when I had roommates, I would be like, yes, give me some time alone. And this guy, and he's great, and I know he loves his girlfriend, but he lives with his girlfriend, so he's probably like, he's a comic. He's like, yeah, I'll take a free night. But yeah. I'm like, I essentially have my own hotel room in New York. But, I mean, it's
fine. I just
think
it's fun to, like, sleep in. I'm lying to myself since I'm only sleeping and not in my bed for, like, question mark amount of time here.
I know. That was,
let's see if Preston's dick's up.
That was you. That's when you try to convince yourself. You're like, no. It's fun. I like sleeping in hotel rooms. Like, no. This is, I would rather eat celery than ice cream. I like this.
Yeah.
This is better.
Exactly.
I almost.
Babe, what did you hear? What did you hear the people yell outside last night? Oh, yeah. You heard someone at like 3 a.m. just say, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. I slept through that one. Don't know how.
So they're just having crazy, like, meth parking lot bum fights outside?
Well, it's really, my friend Bobby grew up here, and he hates it. Like, I sent him a text, and he just wrote back. He was like, yeah, that's Arcata, beautiful place, ugly people. It's just.
On a postcard?
Which is why I told him to work for the tourism board. But it's like. Yeah, it's just hippies or crazy people or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
But then like beautiful trees and hiking and so quaint.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what you attract to in a beautiful spot like that. I mean, because it's like. Yeah, because I guess you can live for pretty much kind of free. And it's people that just want to like look at nature.
Yeah. And you can hide up here. Well, tonight we're staying in where your boyfriend hid, your previous murdering boyfriend.
Where?
Up in Trinidad.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that'll take loads of pictures.
Yeah.
There's like a plaque commemorating his time there.
I would love there to be a statue.
Famous murderer Robert Durst. Father of Fred Durst. I wish that was true. Ugh.
Just a bronze.
I've never wanted anything to be more true than Robert Durst being Fred Durst's father.
I would love if they have Robert Durst air fresheners. It's the same guy.
We will definitely. I will buy them out. If there's any Robert Durst related anything. I mean, that's like a thing. Like true crime.
Yeah.
Is very hot right now. But like they have like, you know. All sorts of weird stuff like that. Like, there's, like, a Jeffrey Dahmer tour and stuff.
Really? Where?
Yeah. Where you, like, go by his apartment and,
oh,
like,
my God.
Like, I think there's, like, you know, bars are torn down, but, like, this is where he would hang out and get drunk and try to murder people.
Would you ever do one of those?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I like my true crime. From the safety of my bedroom where I can jerk off to it in peace.
Yeah. I either like to watch it or just live it. Like, that's you and I are like, either like, I don't want to go on a tour of it. We either want to watch it on TV or go on a road trip where we might get killed in our hotel room.
Yeah.
And I want to have sex with someone that possibly murdered someone.
I just don't. I think that, well, I guess, yeah. I don't know. Because it's really, it's exploiting the situation just even like watching Dateline and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how big of a jump it is from, like, watching Forensic Files and Dateline to then going on a serial killer walking tour. Like, it's really kind of...
Yeah, because if you're watching Dateline, like, you're watching that stuff, you can kind of, even the Ted Bundy tapes, like, you can kind of be
like... disassociate.
Right, and you can be like, well, we're watching this because we're trying to learn signs so that when we meet someone in our lives, we can be like, oh, wait a minute. Like Minority Report.
Yeah. Exactly.
The only thing I've learned from those is
it's
just
exactly like Minority Report.
Right. But in everything, the only thing I've learned from those is like essentially if someone's murdering a pet, they're a bad guy. If someone tortures animals, they're a bad guy.
That's how, wait, hold on. It took, you had to watch. That wasn't just like instinctive in your body. Like if someone murders a kitty, that's a bad guy. You had to be told by an expert.
Yeah, I was like, well, maybe they're allergic to cats. It's just a bunch of mad cokeheads.
It's true. Preston is allergic to cats and just constantly murdering cats.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm allergic to you. How do I deal with this? Murder all cats.
He's like, that's cruel. Oh, killing a cat is cruel. You know what's cruel? The price of a Claritin. That's cruelty.
You know what's cruel? Having slightly irritated skin for like an hour. That's cruel. His butt's real cute. He's walking around with his little panties.
Aw.
I know.
Walking
for him to forget that you're here and walk past the camera.
Do it. Do it. Can I? This. Oh, my God, dude. Wait. I had like. So this dude is. He's fucking really cool. And he's. And it's great because he's like hot. And then a friend of mine who's a comic knows him. Knows who he is. And I was showing the picture last night. Because he came into the club and saw a show. And my friend saw him. And this is a weird thing. A lot of dudes out here have like man crushes on him. They're like, hey, are you hanging out with what's his face? And I'm like, yeah. And this dude, my friend, who's like a very good looking guy, he goes, oh, man, he's so fucking cool. And I was like, what?
Wow, so it's dudes like want to hang out with him because he's cool.
Yeah. And they're like,
and he knows how to murder girlfriends.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
And he's like, they're like, oh, he's so cool. And I'm like, yeah, he's kind of. But it is like. But it's fun because he's like self-conscious about his weight a little bit because he's like, yeah, I got to lose weight. But I'm like, I'm going to keep those 10 pounds on and make you be my friend forever. I'm like, no, we should get sandwiches.
Oh, good. This is already an abusive relationship.
But it's fun to like, yeah, it was fun. Walking around naked. That was very freeing. We fucked. And then as soon as we were done having sex, we both switched into like buddy mode. And so we got done fucking. We're like, oh, my God, that was great. And then we stood up and we're fully naked. And he's like, do you want to have chocolate-covered waffles in my fridge? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And so we're like, he's standing naked eating chocolate-covered waffles. And I was like, this is unhealthy. And he murdered somebody. Like,
what was unhealthy? The chocolate-covered waffles or the situation?
Yeah, both. Both were unhealthy.
That's like the beginnings of a relationship.
See, and
fucking,
I don't.
And then eating chocolate-covered waffles together.
Yeah, see, and I don't know, and I don't want to jinx it, which I'm probably doing by talking about it so much, but I'm talking to you, so, I mean, that it doesn't, it's like talking to myself.
I'm not a person.
It's like talking to myself with blonde hair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like talking to me in an alternate universe in a haunted hotel room.
Ugh, not haunted, I wish. I wish it was haunted.
I know you just. That's how you got yourself to fall asleep. You're like, those are meth heads. Pretend it's a ghost. Pretend it's a ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not blood.
It is. I can't believe I've stayed in hotel rooms in New York City in bad parts of New York City.
Yeah,
that have less locks on the door.
That's crazy that there are three locks like that. There's
two deadbolts and a chain.
King, Jesus.
We're in a small college town in the Pacific Northwest.
That's where it happens. That's where crazy people are, and that's where murderers go.
Yeah.
That's why. So that's kind of.
Babe, I think we're going to get murdered.
Probably.
Oh, great.
And your checkout.
Yeah, we might
get murdered. Cool. What did he
say? He said probably, and then he said, yeah, we might get murdered, babe.
He's so, like, yeah.
I feel really safe.
It's nice.
He's just resigned to our fate, not like. Babe, don't worry. I'll protect you. He's just fluffing his pillows. He's not even.
Is that a euphemism? He's smacking his balls around?
He's smacking his balls around.
He's, you know, fluffing his pillows.
That's what I call it when I do it. Fluffing his pillows.
Oh, my God.
He's so cute. I want you to show you how cute he is.
I want to see his butt. So how long are you guys driving? First, I don't want to see your butt press, and I don't mean objectify you. I got to take a picture of this guy's butt. I've got to find a way to take a picture of him without a shirt. He's so fucking hot. He's all tatted
up.
Yeah,
I want butt shot.
Ugh!
I want butt shots.
It's a weird.
We're driving forever.
Yeah, like how many hours do you clock in a day?
Oh, we're no drive is more than like 6 hours.
Okay.
We did that on purpose. So that we can like take, also because of weather, because weather is so crazy. Like, it's really beautiful here today, but Oregon and everywhere else we're driving is probably going to be pretty sketchy.
How's your beef jerky
supply? So in case we get stuck somewhere.
Gone. How's your beef jerky supply?
Pretty good. Shockingly. Our beef jerky supply is holding up. But Doug did give us like a huge amount of beef jerky.
Yeah. I, in solidarity with your journey, I, for breakfast today, had 4 dried dates that I've been keeping in the freezer. Because I'm really trying to do this no sugar thing. And I've only had carrot cake twice this week. And chocolate.
I'm sorry. Don't. Only had carrot cake twice this week. What a hero.
And I'm only eating dessert like after I have sex. So chocolate covered waffle. And it's
only naked. That's actually a good rule. Only eating dessert naked so you can see your disgusting body.
And you have to look at yourself in the mirror.
Yep. Yep. That's I'm going to start doing that. Eating all of my meals completely nude.
That is.
So I never eat again.
That is
a diet plan. That's a good diet plan.
That's a really good diet plan. And it's like, ugh, it is. You know what? I've been doing that where I dance in the morning and I will dance like naked and shame myself out of eating for the first part of the day. It really does help.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea. Babe, we're getting bagels to go and we're going to eat them naked.
Just naked. You're
like, sure.
In the car.
Yes, on the street.
You guys are going to get pulled over.
Yeah, if we could eat bagels naked on the street anywhere, it's in Arcata. They'd just be like, yep, classic Monday morning.
And people are like, we hope you get AIDS. Why? Just so it's nicer to look at.
So you lose some pounds, you grossos. Oh, we got to go hike and maybe get murdered.
Are you doing, you have time to go for a hike before you check out today?
No, we're going to check out
and then hike,
go for a hike. Yeah.
And then just be
in the
car.
The next place we're staying is only an hour away.
Okay. Oh, good. So you can like marinate in your crotch sweat. That's good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go for a hike.
Oh, our car smells great. Probably between that fucking Bigfoot air freshener and just sweaty genitals.
Oh God. What is that? Someone have a pina colada scented tampon in here?
Oh, I'm also on my period. So it's really, it's a good mix. I am scared that we're going to find Bigfoot and I'm going to become a forest bride because I'm on my period. I feel it's better to be on my period than ovulating. I think if I was ovulating, then that'd really be dangerous.
Yeah, but even...
to become a Bigfoot's forest bride.
But even then, and that's, but also the blood still will attract because the ovulation, they're attracted because they can impregnate you. But the blood, they're just like an animal.
You looked like a scary witch when you just breathed in like that.
Yeah. Well, that's how I get when young women are menstruating around me. I can smell it. And I'm like, let me mix that with shea butter.
Rub
and
it all over your body.
Yeah.
So yeah, this could be the last podcast because I could. My just gross, bleedy vagina could attract a Bigfoot. And that could be it. And then Preston will be like, but she fell off a cliff.
And then it will be, and then I'll do the podcast with Preston and we'll do 10-minute episodes where I just make him stand up and turn around and describe what he's wearing.
Yeah. Where you just stare at his butt.
Just make him
ask him to fluff his pillows.
Right. And then I'm like, and I want you to slowly tell the story again of how Megan fell.
In the arms of a Bigfoot.
Right. And then listeners, it'll just be, we just find holes in his story over and it's perfect.
Oh, and then this is how you solve my murder. And then that becomes another podcast, the tale of how you solved my murder. And that's how you become famous.
Yep, and then we'll
call. That's been the long game this whole time.
It's great.
We've
and
had
then,
this plan forever.
Yeah, and the podcast will be Buried and the Hendersons. Boom.
It took the whole episode, but we finally got our title for this week.
Yep, that's it. Well, and for the new show with Preston. Tell him to make sure he doesn't shake.
That's why this is this one's called Buried in the Hendersons.
Yep.
And then, because I'm not going to be around for next week's episode, because I'll be murdered. And then, so Pussy Fart Gang just becomes Buried in the Hendersons with Preston and Wendy.
Yep. And, that's going to be fucking then, the first silent podcast. It's like a choose your own adventure. I don't know. Fucking imagine whatever you think we're saying. It's just us looking at each other. Contempt.
I think we've joked about doing this before, about just releasing an episode that's like fuck your ASMR, just total silence. I think that's what next week's up to. Just an hour of just nothing.
It's me snorting, and then every minute you hear Preston go.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang.